Now, listen, we were talking about travel and places that you can go. Wonderful holiday destinations. I'm just looking for holiday from Health Stories. I love those. I mean, not in a cruel way, but I do, because I've had some terrible holidays, but some very good ones as well. Best one was the Maldives. But in the studio with me now, Mark Frary, we're the top destinations to go to across the globe. Hello, Mark. Welcome.
Hello, Nana. Nice to be here again.
Yes, good to have you on board. Now, you look fabulous. I do like the shirt that you're wearing.
Oh, thank you. Good. Doesn't work well on radio. I'm not sure.
I don't know. What are those on there? What are they? Like big sort of leaf
lotus type? Flowers or
oh,
something,
lotus
I think.
Flowers, yes. Nice colour. It's a good colour. But you look like you've just come back from a holiday destination, which I hear you have.
Yeah, so about midnight last night, so almost sort of raced straight in here today. So I've just got back from Lake Como in the Italian lakes.
First time
I've ever been there. What a beautiful place
is it?
That is.
Is it cheap?
Well, you know, George Clooney got married recently.
Yeah.
One of his second holiday homes is right on the shore of Lake Como. So you can imagine what sort of price it might be.
Mm.
Absolutely beautiful location. It's been popular since the 19th century. You know, all these sort of nobility in the 19th century, they used to send their children off on a grand tour of Europe to, get culture and things like that.
Yes.
So people used to send, the earls and the dukes to places like Lake Como. So there were all these fabulous hotels from that period, really sort of nice old hotels with classic designs and everything right on the lake shore. But it doesn't have to be expensive, actually.
Okay.
It's it was a really interesting story, actually. So the reason I went there was actually to see this hotel that's run by somebody who comes from the Three Counties.
Oh, right.
So
why?
It's a guy called Ross Wealdon, and he's from Bishop Stortford. 40 years ago, he met his future wife in an Italian ski resort. They loved the country and ended up running hotels together. So they've been running hotels for 40 years now. And this is their latest project. They've been doing it for about 20 years now. It's a beautiful hotel called the Britannia. So obviously a connection with Britain with the name there. But they're trying to sort of bring, reasonable prices to this sort of five-star George Clooney type experience.
Mm.
And so they've got this great hotel right on the lakefront with the same views that George Clooney gets every morning, but at a fraction of the cost.
That sounds fabulous. And
yeah.
at Lake Como, what can you do there? Are there water sports? Is it a location where you just... Who would go to this kind of holiday?
Well, it's traditionally been sort of, something that they always called lakes and mountains holidays. So people going on a coach, particularly, retirees, it's really popular with that sort of market. And, so when I was there, there were lots of people like that, Shearings Holidays, one of the big companies in coach holidays and leisure holidays. You saw loads of buses from those sorts of people. So those sorts of people go out there.
Mm.
And the things that they sort of do traditionally, they'll go for a gelato. Sitting in one of these lovely cafes by the lake.
Mm.
I've gone boat trips. There are these traghetto ferries that crisscross the lake to all these fabulous little towns and villages. So those are the sorts of things that people do. So, walks along the promenade, gelato ice cream and boat rides.
What was the weather like there?
Well, this time of the year, you're probably expecting about sort of 30 degrees.
Is that was that the temperature of what it was when you were there?
Absolutely.
Oh,
so,
no,
it's not fair.
It's so cold.
You know how it is when you've got your weather app open.
Wow.
I always have the BBC weather app. I'm not just saying that just because I'm on here. But, you look at what's going on at home when you're away somewhere. And I was obviously very sad for everyone over here with the rain and everything, the wind. But it was
fabulous. You sound really sincere.
So, it's a lovely time to go. I mean, that sounds quite hot, but there's, a nice breeze along the lake. So it keeps you cool. And it was really, really, really pleasant.
It doesn't sound quite hot. It doesn't sound hot enough for me. No, but 30 degrees is just about right. Anything below that, it's not that warm, I don't think. I love that heat. 30 is perfect.
Yeah. And it was, what I was going to say is, when I was younger, I always thought that I'd end up living in a house with a nice sort of view of the water. That was my dream, that I would have this.
Mm.
And so I've ended up living in Bedfordshire, which is probably the most landlocked county in Britain. I have to do it when I'm on holiday. So,
yes.
The view when you open the curtains in the morning, you've got these mountains going right down to the water's edge. They're sort of carved out by a glacier in the last ice age, carpeted with all these trees, and you just see the tops of the mountains and the Alps in the distance, and then with this beautiful body of water in front. And it's It's the deepest lake in Europe, like 400 meters or something. And it's just absolutely spectacular. You just don't get bored of that. You just see these boats of crisscrossing, these fabulous speedboats, probably with George Clooney on, you know.
Oh, probably, yes.
Yeah, so it's just really, really relaxing.
Do people go swimming in it?
Do you know what? I didn't actually see anybody swimming in it. You can do. I did have a look, but...
Maybe they've been put off by the fact it's the deepest lake.
the other thing about this hotel, it actually has a floating swimming pool, which I've never come across this idea before.
Really? What is that? How can you have a floating swimming pool?
I know,
is it in the swimming
really
pool
strange.
In the middle of the lake or something?
So they've attached it to the edge of the lake shore, and it's basically, you know, a standard swimming pool, but it floats, and so they've got these...
Is it not like a perimeter around the... Have they not carved out a little square block and then they...
No, it's not like... you know, you see all these ones in Australia. It's a proper swimming pool, but
so
it's floating.
Lake water?
No, it's actual swimming pool water. And, you know, it sounds like a really crazy idea, but it actually works really well. And, you know, they've got, you know, a little DJ set up there, and you've got all these sort of fantastic...
How do you get to it, then? Is there some sort of path or something?
Literally just like across the road from the hotel. And, you know, it's just spectacular when you look out on it. I'll have to show you some pictures.
It's floating in the lake.
Exactly.
So it's got its own little border wall type thing, and you've just got some steps or some path or something.
So you, it's the weirdest sensation, actually. You get these big sort of you know, ferry boats going past and creating the wake, you know, as they come into the ferry terminal, and then you know you're in the swimming pool and you can feel it sort of bouncing up and down.
So I'm in the swimming pool. Over here. I'm in the pool. No,
but,
there's an edge.
It's so beautiful.
Hit the edge.
But it means, you know, you're literally right on the lake edge. So it's like an infinity pool, and you just get the mountains all behind.
Did you go into this pool?
Absolutely.
You did.
I spent the whole time there.
Really? I thought you might have gone. No, I just looked at it. I was too scared.
You know, sort of drinking the Aperol Spritz. I don't know if you're a fan of that, but, you know, classic Italian.
Is it alcoholic?
Oh, it is, yes. It's sort of, it's really in fashion these days. It's bright orange. Loads of people you see in bars in London sort of drinking that, so that sort of thing.
I haven't heard of it. I haven't been away enough. I've been too busy working.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you get a Prosecco and it's got some Italian herbs, mountain herbs mixed into it. And, you know, so everybody was drinking those around the pool, listening to this music, you know, as they swam in the floating pool.
Wow. Well, listen, Mark, we'll come back to your travels and find out where else to go. I'm going to play you this one first.
Oh, you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Call BBC Three Counties Radio at any time.
08081 00880.
Or text 3CR and your message to 81333.
Texts are charged at your standard message rate.
Check with your network provider.
See our privacy notice at bbc.co.uk/local-radio-privacy.
Nana Aguia.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good afternoon. It's coming up to 24 minutes after two. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio. I'm Nana Aquia. With me in the studio is Mark Ferry, a travel expert. He's been talking about his travels to Lake Como. The deepest lake in Europe. Nobody swam in it. You didn't see anybody swimming. I think it was very wise.
I think it was quite cold, even though the temperature was quite nice. Yeah.
Even though it was 30 degrees.
Yeah, it's right up in the mountains, so you get all that sort of, you know, ice, water, you know, melting there.
I see. And you came back at the wee hours of this morning or even yesterday.
But yeah, delayed, unfortunately. It's, you know, it's the thing that happens at this time of the year, isn't it? Everyone gets delayed, you know. And I think, you know, I was talking about earlier about the worst holiday that I ever had. And I remember this one time we'd been on a cheap package holiday to Turkey. I won't mention the company because it wasn't really their fault, but ended up being delayed by 26 hours on the way back. And it was one of these things where I thought, right, okay, I've used all my summer gear now. We've had this lovely week in Turkey. I'll pack everything away into the suitcase, and then I'll put on my clothes that are ready for the UK, which were like, you know, had to have a thick jumper because it was going to be 9 degrees or something. And then the flight was delayed for 26 hours, but my suitcase had already gone through.
Oh, no.
So I had to spend 26 hours on in a pair of thick jeans and a woolen jumper, and it was horrible.
How hot was it roughly then?
Oh, it was, yeah, 30s, mid-30s.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
Oh, dear.
You know, just willing the flight to be fixed and to get back home. And it was I think I lost like five kilos or something, and, you know, in sweat over that
That's
day.
That's awful, isn't it? Imagine that. God, you don't. I think next time you'll have to go layers, won't you, next time? Layering is the answer.
Yeah, I always pack something in my backpack now as a result of, direct result of that holiday. I always pack another T-shirt and a pair of swimming trunks or something.
That's a very wise plan. Yeah. So Lake Como, anything else that you can tell us about it?
So just to finish off on that, that's the Hotel Britannia Kadanabi is this lovely little town sort of crouched on the edge with these sort of mustard-coloured buildings with terracotta roofs, and it's opposite from Bellagio. You can get a little ferry across to there. It's one of the most beautiful Italian towns. It's, do you know of the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas?
No.
It's like one of the most fabulous hotels in the world.
It's got this
famous sort of fountain show outside it, and it's built based on a visit that the hotelier had to Bellagio in Italy on Lake Como 20-odd years ago. And so he's sort of styled that in the same style. And you can see why. It's beautiful sort of cobbled streets in this town, and all these villas with gardens sort of going down to the lake. And so he's sort of created this, you know, sort of model village version of Bellagio in the middle of Las Vegas, couldn't be more different. So that's the Hotel Britannia Kadanabia.com if you want to find out more about that. And I just was going to talk about a couple of other things as well that come up. You know, I always sort of see things in my role with 101 Holidays as the family traveller. So you get sort of things sort of popping up in your inbox. So I think that sounds quite interesting.
Okay, well, we'll come to some of those those ones just shortly, because we've got some travel and headlines coming up. I'm just wondering, though, in terms of price, because I thought, God, Lake Como is going to be really, really expensive. If you were to place the holiday that you've had in the price ranges, where would it come?
So you're probably looking at sort of, you know, some. If you went with TUI or someone like that, you're probably looking at £800 a person at the moment in the summer holidays.
And is that
which
for
doesn't
like a
sound
week or
yeah, for a week. But you know, in the scheme of things, in the middle of school holidays,
does that include flights and things like that? Yeah. Okay.
So that's actually pretty reasonable, I think, for this time of year. I mean, if you were wanting one of these 5-star hotels on Lake Como, you'd be looking at probably that much a day to stay in one of those places.
Imagine.
So I think you know, it, for the time of year. €12 it is, that's actually a very, very decent price. So, and the great thing about it, they sort of run it like a resort. They've actually got two hotels that are almost next to each other, and they've got like a shuttle service between them. But they offer everything from self-catering to ultra all-inclusive as well. So you can choose what style of hotel holiday you want, you know, whether you want the meals or just want to go off and, you know, enjoy this ice cream and pizzas in the local pizzerias. So yeah, there's something for everyone there, and that's really rare actually in Italy. All-inclusive holidays, you just hardly ever get them in Italy, but they're trying to do something different, and it works really well.
And this, who would this be targeted, this kind of holiday? Not families, or is it families?
There are lots of couples there, sort of, you know, 50-year-old couples. You know, as I said, it's popular with the sort of coach crowd, going on the you know, the long coach tour, and then, you know, stopping off at various places on the way. So I think it works really well for them. You know, there are a few families with younger people. You know, so this floating swimming pool I mentioned.
Yeah,
you know,
that
they've built that with the younger crowd in mind, and obviously they've put the DJ on there, and so they're really trying to do something for everyone, and you know, they're actually pulling it off, I think.
Fabulous. Listen, Mark, thank you so much for that. We'll come back to you and talk about the other places we can go as well, because there's some holidays not just in Lake Como but other destinations. But first, let's get some travel and headlines.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Beds, Hearts and Bucks Travel.
It's looking busy on the M25 heading anti-clockwise this afternoon. I'm watching delays from Junction 26 at Waltham Abbey right the way round towards 24 at Potter's Bar. Heavy in patches along that stretch. It's after an earlier breakdown, but all lanes are now back open. Now over in Little Haddam, and it's the usual build-up on the A120. That's heavy in both directions, just heading past the Arbury Road traffic lights there. And heading through Roxton now on the A421. It's currently crawling eastbound, with delays just approaching the Black Hat roundabout. Emma Tinson, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 2:30. I'm Jane Killick. Two more people have been charged with a murder in Hatfield. 23-year-old Cameron Hill from North Mimms was found wounded at flats in St Peter's Close in June and died later in hospital. The number of drug-related deaths in England and Wales has reached its highest level since records began more than 25 years ago. Official figures show that more than 4,300 people died from drug poisoning in 2018. Two-thirds of the deaths were as a result of illegal drug use. The proportion of A-level students achieving top A-level grades has fallen to just over a quarter, its lowest level for more than a decade. The overall pass rate has remained the same at 97.6%. A 93-year-old woman from Hertfordshire has been commended by a judge after helping to catch a con man. The woman was told to hand over three Rolex watches worth £27,000. The weather for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, good sunny spells this afternoon. Those are the headlines. The next bulletin is at 3.
Nana Aguirre.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio. Radio.
Thank you.
Cherish. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio, 35 minutes after two. I'm Nana Akwe, in for Nick Coffer this afternoon. In the studio with me, Mark Ferrari. He's our travel expert, talking about some of the top destinations. And now, some travel news and top tips. What do you got?
Well, I thought I'd talk about the cost of holidays. You know, it's always at the top of people's minds. You know, they want to save money when they're travelling. And, you know, one of the things that I really like is this sort of home exchange idea. You know, they're growing in popularity. You know, partly through the rise of things like Airbnb, but there are some now sort of specialist sort of house swap sites. Like there's a site called Love Home Swap, for example, and you can, you know, put your own house on there and then swap it for somebody else's house. So you know, it's a way of saving money. I mean, obviously you have to pay for the flights to get out there, but you know, and the great thing about it is, because, you know, so for example with us, you know, there are five of us, you know, we look for properties that have five as well, and it works well both ways. And quite often when you go on these sites as well and do a swap with somebody, you also arrange to swap your cars as well, so you can
swap it at
the airport.
And that's great, isn't it?
such a great way of saving money. And you know, there are a few of those sorts of things around, so that's one of my top tips for this year, particularly with you know, the pound being so weak.
That's affecting things, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we've seen a substantial decline in what your pound actually gets. I mean, you know, as I say, I've just been away, and you know, some of the airport exchange bureaus, I mean, you're getting less than, you know, a euro per pound.
That's not good, is it?
It's just
money
quite shocking.
The other tip
I'd say is about using cash machines abroad as well, because a lot of people, you know, got burned by these sort of, you know, foreign exchange desks in the past. And so they say, right, well, I'm going to now take my money out now on my card when I go overseas. And that does work a lot of the time, but you've got to be really careful, because some of these cash machines are very, very tricksy when you go away. So often you'll find these ones. There's a company called Euronet that runs a whole lot of cash machines. There are others as well. It's not just them. And if you put your card in and you're from overseas, it will show, you know, you have your withdrawal amounts on there. And, you know, if you're a local, it, you know, if you were coming over here, for example, it might say, oh, you just want to take out 20, 40, 60, 80. As soon as you're a tourist, the levels go up.
Oh, right. So the minimum amount you can take suddenly is higher.
I mean, you can sort of get around that and say, no, I want another amount. But the ones that are sort of presented to you, you know, they might be five times the level that you would normally expect. And, you know, and if you haven't done your homework in advance and worked out what the exchange rate is, you might think, actually, that's probably just a small amount, and you take it out. But the other thing that they do is say, do you want to have this in the local currency or the exchange rate in pounds? And a lot of people think, oh, I'll do it in pounds. Actually, that's the wrong thing to do, because it actually charges you this ridiculous exchange rate.
Oh, right.
And sometimes this can add up to like 20 or 30% of the total value of your transaction.
Never.
You know, those extra charges involved in that. So always be really careful to take it out in the local currency. The other things to do there as well, you know, there are a growing number of cards that you can get in the UK that don't charge extra on those transactions when you use them abroad. There's a Halifax one card, I think it's called. There's the Starling Bank, one of the new sort of challenger banks. They do a card as well that does something similar as well. So look into those if you're thinking about taking some money out
overseas. Should you pay in local currency, or are you better off using your pound?
Use local currency in those sorts of things always when you're offered the option.
Right, so people should look out for those sort of cash points, because obviously a lot of the companies do it. It wouldn't just be the one that Mark's mentioned. A lot of them are offering you a high amount. You've got to work out what that is, because I suppose when you're looking at another currency, you don't quite realise how much you're actually taking out, because the money's different.
That's right, and it's too late at that point. Once you've taken it out and you think, well, actually, am I going to be able to spend all this?
Oh, yes, I can spend it, no problem.
But then if you...
I'll spend it. Oh, it's too late. Never mind.
But the worst thing you want to do is, you know, come to the end of your holiday and you haven't spent it all, and then have to convert it back again and earn, you know, pay even more fees.
I'd spend it. I'd just spend it somewhere. I'll find something to buy.
So other things in the news at the moment. So I saw this one just today or yesterday. British Airways are testing out a new type of in-flight entertainment. So if you're flying on their services from Heathrow to New York towards the end of the year, they're going to be testing out virtual reality headsets. So you'll be able to watch your in-flight entertainment on a virtual reality headset.
Hang on a minute, I don't understand. Are they not really there then?
Well, they are on the flight.
I don't get it.
But, you know, you'll be able to watch, you know, the latest movies in sort of 3D surround.
So and,
but also some specially created movies for 3D
so
virtual
reality.
So how
can you watch them then if there's...
So you've got this headset that you put over your eyes and sort of, you know, you get completely immersed in this experience.
Oh, no, sorry. When I'm in a plane, I like to have my eyes open. I'm not having something on my head and I don't know what's going on.
Well, I was thinking maybe it's for people who've got a fear of flying, you know, so you can, you know, put that on and then forget that you're on a plane altogether and that you're just driving your own car or something. Maybe that's something for them to look at. So I thought it'd be interesting to see how that trial works out, whether people are interested in it and or whether, you know, it's just a gimmick just to get some publicity. The other thing I saw this week, which I found was quite amazing, that it's been so long. Nemesis is one of the flagship rides at Alton Towers. It's 25 years old this week, and it makes me feel quite old to actually
25
know that.
Years old this week. God.
So and they're doing something to celebrate its 25th anniversary, and so they're offering a special entry offer, £25, which is pretty good for Alton Towers.
It's quite expensive to get these things, isn't it? It's really expensive, isn't it?
And but you have to get that reduced price, you have to take a picture of you on one of the rides at preferably Nemesis in the past. And I guess they're trying to sort of you know, get together all of the
how do they know it's you? You can get anyone on there. That's good.
Yeah,
they won't know, will they? Take a picture of somebody else on the ride and say that's me.
So, yeah, I think that's, you know, it's a really interesting offer they've got. I mean, it's always popular at this time of year, you know, with the kids out of school and everything, you know. So it's going to be busy, yes, but, you know, if you love your roller coasters, because did you know, actually, tomorrow is National Roller Coaster Day.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There's a day for everything these
National
days.
National Roller Coaster Day, of course.
Yeah, tomorrow's National Roller Coaster Day, so good time to go and check this out. So that's on offer for the next 3 days, that thing at Alton Towers. I also sort of hear about new websites and things that are coming out as well in my job, and I was interested how all these startups, you know, they can always sort of come up with a new way of doing things. You know, you sort of see all these sort of hotel booking websites and things, and you just think, how can anyone come up with a new way of doing this? And so there's a new one called bidroom.com, and it's been named one of the...
Oh, God, I'm guessing here. You bid for a room.
Yeah, I know. You know, those sort of things seem to be, like, really popular in the past, but they've sort of, like, mixed it together with booking hotels now. So you're sort of part of a members club to do it, and you, bid for rooms. And I think, the site's growing really, really fast, and, you know, people are getting some decent bargains out of it. So
I know all about bidding. Yeah. I used to work for Up TV. It's not here anymore, but yeah, I know all about that. Well, Colleen in Boreham Wood's been in touch because I was asking about hotels from hell and stories and things. I said, hello, Nana. We got back from Tunisia on Saturday. Had a lovely time. Have you ever been to Tunisia?
I have, yes. I loved it. Yeah.
She said, we really like Turkey and Spain, although Hannah would probably say Florida. We've only had one nightmare, Corfu. We're off to Bruges on Saturday with the family for our anniversary. Happy anniversary, by the way. But if you want scenery, Koh Tao in the Maldives. Have you been there?
I've not been to the Maldives. You'll have to tell me all about it. It's your favourite place, isn't it?
Oh, it's the most amazing holiday ever. Where did I go? I can't remember. It was such a long... It was about 10, 12 years ago now. Such a nice holiday. I can't remember where it was. That's kind of sad, isn't it? Well, there's lots of different... Bodo Heathy, an island in the Maldives. You've got to watch out. Some of them have sand flies. Listen, Mark. Well, listen, it's been really good talking to you. If people want to find out more about you and the travel destinations, or maybe follow you on some of those travels, have you got a website or somewhere
so
you, they can go?
101holidays.co.uk. That's where I'm family travel editor, but you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Frary.
Well, Mark Frary, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thank